Dreamscape presents Hellish Fae by A.K. Kuntz. Narrated by Jennifer Blom. 1. Possessive. Everyone has that little voice in the back of their minds that gives good advice like, don't tell them that, it'll hurt their feelings. Say thank you, and above all, be kind. Mine? It doesn't say any of that Hallmark shit. Aries, you have drunken vomit in your hair. Again. Aries, if you fantasize about unwrapping a rhesus one more time, we're going to have to start considering it foreplay and fetish behavior. Aries, it's 7 a.m. and your vibrator is still rattling around the blankets like a disgruntled lover searching for a warm mouth. Yeah. I only get the really good advice from the cunt of a poltergeist at the back of my mind, because I'm possessed. I fucked up one little time on a midnight run with the Shadow Guard, and now I'll spend the rest of my days exiled into the human realm and left with my only and sweetest friend. Aries, you're snoring so loudly you're going to wake the dead. Trust me, I am the dead. The bitter voice at the back of my mind keeps complaining, but my eyes crack open slowly, and it takes me a second to focus through the pounding hangover drilling into my thoughts. A sliver of demanding sunlight judges me from the tilted hanging curtains on the angled rod on the far side of my bedroom. Alexa, what time is it? I ask the human's knowledge keeper. A blue light illuminates the dimly lit room as a smooth digital voice answers me. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bad bitch. Alexa is truly taken for granted here. She knows everything. Everything. Do the humans thank her? No, never. She's as appreciated as I was in my kingdom. Snort one little line of demonic cremations, get possessed, and try to burn down your kingdom's forest for impulsive newfound religious beliefs, and all of a sudden, I'm an embarrassment to our people. Whatever. I'm better off. My poltergeist, my digital friend Alexa, and I don't need them. Alexa, play a song, I say groggily. Heavy bass storms through the room so loud that the dark blackout curtains dance. It shakes through my chest, even. I won't admit it, but the noise and the vibrations make me feel less alone. Thank you, I mumble into my pillow. You're welcome, bad bitch, she says right back without emotion, but I can feel it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?